Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
I'm David Long. I'm a professor of international affairs. I teach courses on the European Union and international relations theory and a few other things. And I'm a collaborator of the Canada-European Union Transatlantic Dialogue.
What does international relations theory tell us about what's happening in the Arctic?
The main purpose of international relations theory has been to try to explain the causes of conflict and the bases of cooperation between states in the international system. And that's really what international relations should be good at in terms of what's going on in the Arctic. How are nations either cooperating or not cooperating in their attempts to either extract resources, manage the environment, deal with indigenous peoples, or any of the other issues that come up there?
Why do policymakers need to consider theory when they are looking at practical policies within the Arctic?
Any policy, in essence, has an underlying theory beneath it. And what I mean by that is when you make policy, you're trying to intervene in the current set of factors going on in an issue area, say, with regard to the Arctic, something to do with the environment or the exploitation of resources. You're trying to exercise influence over certain factors, either other competing states or other multinational corporations or whatever it is. Theory gives us the sense of what causes things to change and how policy actually can influence that change or mitigate it.
When thinking about the European policymakers and the Canadian policymakers, where do you see the key divisions between them? And is this reflected in different theoretical approaches?
Okay, so my paper is about the way that one can use theory and understand theory. It strikes me that a lot of the time people expect realists as the kind of blood and war and gore people to be pessimistic about the prospects of cooperation. And on the other hand, institutionalists to be warm and fuzzy with regard to the building of institutions and cooperation in the Arctic. I find, in fact, that if you're a strict realist, ultimately, while there are tensions and so on, there's just not enough at stake. The Arctic is not important enough, to be blunt, for there to be the sort of conflict that realists predict. At the same time, let's not be too rosy about this, once one comes to the institutionalists, you can find a lot of reasons, institutional overlap, rather weak institutions, sort of focusing that law and institutions do, which is good in some cases, but can actually focus conflict. And in this context, I find institutionalists and the constructivists actually find more bases for dispute and dissonance in the Arctic than one would expect. In terms of what that means for Europeans and Canadians, I think when looking at the optimists and the pessimists, some Canadian writers have been rather pessimistic, but I think there's a partial realist analysis going on, ultimately. With regard to the Europeans, they tend towards institutionalism, given the nature of the EU. But there, I think there should be a taking a breath and a pausing to think just how institutions can stimulate conflict as well as cooperation.
Is there anything else that you think we should be thinking about at the moment in connection with international relations theory and the Arctic as we move forward, thinking about how things may or may not unfold in the future?
This is going to be an interesting answer in a way, because I may sound a little paradoxical. One of the things that happens with talking about the international relations of the Arctic is it constructs the relationships among the Arctic players in a particular way. It focuses on states and it focuses on their external relations, and it, to some degree, it focuses on their competitive rivalries. It strikes me that that isn't necessarily the right place to start. The right place to start is actually with the people that live and work in the Arctic, and that's precisely where you don't go, funnily enough, with international relations theory.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.